The Spirit of God within me salutes the Holy Spirit of God that's within you. And this morning, just for a few moments, I want to share and I want to talk with you concerning the idea three motherly reminders of encouragement. Three motherly reminders of encouragement. And I want to begin by asking you a question. Think about this. Did you know that the third most celebrated holiday in the whole world is Mother's Day? Did you know that? There's Christmas, number one. There's Easter, number two. And then there is Mother's Day. And that makes sense, doesn't it? The birth of Jesus, the resurrection of Christ, and then right up there together with those two, Mother's Day. Just as it should be. The injustice is we only celebrate Mother's Day once a year. And I say this because the truth is mothers are extra special. Mothers have a certain kind of a way about saying thought-provoking, even profound things in such a way that we remember them for the rest of our lives. I brought my own amen. Amen anyhow. Things like, because I said so, that's why. Shut your mouth and eat your food. Oh boy. I'm going to count to three. And then you better fill in the blank. If it were a snake, it would bite you. Boy, you better don't make me come over there. You don't eat your vegetables because you like them. You eat them because they're good for you. And I'm wondering, could it be that mothers have been saying these same things for centuries? Because even in changing times, like those in which we live, mothers haven't really changed much at all. Today, moms, is your special day. And we celebrate you. And for the next few moments, this message will honor you especially, but not exclusively. I want to share some ideas that apply to you in your role as a mother. And if you're not a mother, perhaps you are a motherly. They apply to you too. And to be sure, moms, it's easy to be discouraged. Amen. It's easy to feel overwhelmed with your assignment at times. Amen. And sometimes even inadequate at other times. Everybody feels like that sometimes. Amen. Especially mothers. Your job, your task is to take care of people who don't always want to be taken care of and who don't always respond to your efforts the way we should. The following three reminders apply not only to mothers especially, but to everyone. Reminder number one, mothers are essential. Mothers are essential. Think with me just for a moment. What's a mother worth? What is a mother worth? You sure can't put it into dollars and cents. Amen. But if you could, according to salary.com, this is what it would look like. In 2011, the annual so-called or alleged salary of a mother working 96 hours per week was $115,432. Okay, that doesn't touch you. 7 years later, in 2018, it went up to $162,581. That's somewhere 50 grand large. And remember, this is for a 96-hour work week. A figure has not been provided yet for 2020, but I would say that it's closing in on 200,000 easily. It's kind of amazing, isn't it? If mothers ever form a union, the rest of us would be in serious trouble, wouldn't we? I think so. But wouldn't it be nice if mothers were paid what they were worth? We're living in a society now that tends to equate value with the amount of money a person earns rather than what one does. That's really a very distorted, almost perverted perspective. The culture in which we live, people earn huge amounts of money for being able to throw a ball, for being able to sing with style. Why people earn large amounts of money just because they are attractive. And the craziness of our culture is that the people who do the best things, the people who do the most significant things, are often paid the least. And in the case of mothers, not paid at all. We celebrate your contributions once a year. And can I urge you, mothers, every day, please remember that every day of your life, what you do every day, it matters. What you do every day of your life, it matters. You are important. Perhaps the people around you don't show it. And sometimes it might look like they don't even know it. But you know, and your Father in heaven knows it too. Know what, preacher? Mothers, you are important. You're more than important. You are essential. In other words, you are absolutely necessary. This world needs mothers. The people in your life need you more than often we are able to realize. And without you, we just might fall apart for real. In Proverbs chapter 29 and verse number 15, Solomon says, a child left to his own disgraces his mama, suggesting that without the correction of a mother, without her discipline, without her guidance, without her training, without her comfort, without her nurturing presence, without her motherliness, your children wouldn't stand a chance. For the non-moms, for the motherlies that are here today, think about the role you play in the lives of others. I've got, and I don't want to talk too much about myself, it ain't about me, but I got some spiritual mothers out here, some right in Maywood. Think about the role you play. Sometimes it's a smack on the hand. Sometimes it's a call to remembering a certain passage of scripture. Sometimes it's a call late in the midnight hour, just calling to pray with you. The principle applies to you too. Other people need you in a way that we may not realize. And the points or the times of receiving recognition may be far, far and few between. But please, don't let that stop you from recognizing within yourself the value of your contribution to this world in which we live. To mothers and non-mothers, think about how this applies to your mother. If by chance you were to put a dollar amount on the investment your mother has made in your life, what do you think that number would be? And how many lifetimes would it take to pay it back? I've got a challenge I want to throw at you. Please receive it in the spirit in which it is given. Do something soon, very soon, to show mother, to show moms that you know how important she has been in your life. And if she's no longer living, then do something soon and very soon in her honor to show a heart that is full of gratitude to God for the role your mother has played in your life. Mothers, you're just plain old absolutely necessary. Number two, mothers are influential. Not only are mothers essential, but mothers are influential. Think back, John chapter 2. The very first miracle Jesus performed was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. The couple had run out of wine during the reception. That had to be somewhat embarrassing, because back in that time, hospitality was a sacred duty. It was socially humiliating to run out of wine. Mary went to Jesus and said, they've run out of wine. It's nothing more to Jesus. But she turned to the waiter and said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Jesus told the waiter, fill up some jars with water, which he turned into wine. It was Mary whom God used to tell Jesus that his time was come. That's how much influence Mary had on her son. A mother's influence shapes future lives. I said, a mother's influence shapes future lives. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 1, the text that has been read into our hearing, the Bible says, the wise woman builds her house, but with her own hand, the foolish one tears hers down. Here we have a warning and a promise that serves to remind mothers of the extent of their influence. It reminds me of something I read as I prepared for this lesson. The quote goes like this. I'm aware that there are many people who attribute their success to their mother. But neither can I ignore the fact that the word mother is the tattoo of choice for convicted felons. What you talking about, preacher? You may think your children are not listening. They are. They may not even know. In fact, you can be sure. You can be sure. Amen. You can be sure that we're listening. Didn't you not know, mothers, that your children will probably share your opinion of their father, whether you're still married to them or not? Influence. And also, I go a bit further. To a great extent, your children will share your opinion of their brothers and sisters. Influence. The word of encouragement here is to take the power of influence that you have as a mother seriously, very seriously. Making sure, permit me to say, please, that it builds relationships, never ever tearing them down. To bless others. To strengthen others, to help others, to even inspire others. For those of you who are not moms, this is true for you too. You can influence other people's opinions as well as their actions. For those of you who are not moms, you too influence people's opinions as well as their actions. And let me suggest, we need to ask ourselves, You need to ask yourself, do the things that I say bring out the best in people? Do the things that I say bring out the best in people? Or ask yourself, am I a good influence to the people around me? Just trying to be helpful. Am I a good influence to the people around me? And another thing, think about how this applies to your mother. How did your mother influence you? What good things that are in your life today that are there just because you owe it? You owe it. You owe it. You owe it to your mother's influence. When you have an opportunity, tell your mother and thank her for the influence she's had in your life. And even more importantly, this week, please consider making it a point to put the influence of your mother, put that motherly influence into practice in your life. So, mothers are essential. Mothers are enough. Now listen to me. Don't leave me. Don't leave me not right here. The storybook family scenario is one mother, one father, married only to each other, with children only from that marriage, all living together forever and in peace and love and harmony and etc. You don't have to say amen. However, only one in eight people in America live in a family like that. One in eight. The rest are single parent households, live alone, or in blended families. And even when you look at families that conform to the traditional structure, many times the father is minimally involved in the lives of the children. He works all the time. He's not providing proper leadership in the home. He's not a believer, and so on and so on and so on. Many times, you may be the only one seriously engaged in shaping the future of your children. You may be the only one. And it might seem like an impossible task. But I'm going on record. You are enough. You are enough. That's what I said. I said you are enough. I'm not at all saying that daddy is unimportant. I'm not saying that. Because to be sure, fathers are important. That's a Father's Day discussion. But what I am saying is when you find yourself doing this task, this assignment alone, hear me when I tell you, you are enough. One of the most significant biblical leaders in the early church was a young man whose name was Timothy. Paul's protege, trained to pastor the church at Ephesus. History says he was there for about 30 years before he was finally martyred for the faith. But in 2 Timothy 1, and listen to what the Bible says. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned, the sincere, the divine focused faith that is in you, which dwelt at first in your grandma, Lois, and your mama, Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you too. Did you notice? No mention of the father. What about dad? Why does he get left out? We know only that he was a Greek and that he probably was not a Christian. But that was not an insurmountable obstacle for the family. Amen, anyhow. Timothy's mother was enough to keep him on the right track. Praise God. Hallelujah. His mama was enough. Can we talk for a minute? Nod your head. Say amen. Pat your toe. Raise your toe. Do something. Now, this is not, what I'm about to say is not the result of some scientific, sociological research or nothing like that. Just 28 years of observation in ministry. I've noticed something about young adults. Some I know well, those who come from broken homes. Some have wandered, floundered, scattered abroad from the faith. Some have remained faithful and have even become church leaders. Do you know what the common denominator is? I'm glad you asked. Those who have remained strong in the Lord, strong in the faith, all have faithful mothers who have also remained strong in their walk with Jesus. I'm just sharing with you my observation. Those who wandered from the faith come from homes where moms was casually involved in the church. And then there are some young adults who are struggling, who have fathers who are involved in the church, but their mothers are missing. You think something is up here? What about it, preacher? Thank you for asking. Could it be, beloved, that children listen to their mothers like they listen to nobody else? Could it be, beloved, that children listen to their mothers like they listen to nobody else? Moms, you may feel like you have the biggest, hardest, most impossible task in the world. And the truth of the matter is, you actually do. But you're up to the task, Mom. You are enough, Moms. Even if you're doing this without any help whatsoever, ever, you are enough. And for those of you who are not mothers, the same goes for you. The challenges before you may seem too big for one person to face alone. But I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to share with you, you are enough. And do you know why? Kinfolk, help me. Isaiah 43, verse 2. Now I know he's talking to Israel, and Israel had a lot of challenges and all of that. But God said it. And because God said it, it not only applies to them, but it applies to us. Read verse 2, kinfolk, Isaiah 43.
Isaiah 43 and verse 2. I have called, he says, when you pass through the waters.
When you pass through the waters.
I will be with you.
I will. Did you hear me, mothers? When you feel like you're drowning in water, God is assuring us, you, that he is with you. Read.
And through the rivers.
When you go through the rivers.
They shall not overflow you.
You don't have to worry about drowning. Read.
When you walk through the fire.
When you walk through the fire.
You shall not be burned.
You're going to come out perhaps smelling like smoke.
Nor shall the flame scorch you.
Nor shall the flame scorch you.
But I am the Lord your God.
I am the Lord your God.
The Holy One of Israel. The Holy One
of Israel.
Your Savior.
Savior.
Your Savior.
Sometimes, beloved, sometimes. The joy of being a mother. Or just the job of being a disciple.
Well.
Seems too big for one person to handle. But God says, you're not alone.
Amen.
God says, you are not alone. And because of that, you are enough. You are enough to do what God has called you to do. I'm trusting that I've said something that you will take to heart from the Word of God. Remember, please, moms and non-moms, you are essential.
Yes.
Absolutely necessary. You are influential. Inspire. Bless others. Comfort others. Strengthen others. Help others. Bring the best out of people. You are enough. Whether you are a mother or not, whether you are inside of the Lord's church or not, but especially to you right now, who are not members of the church, who have not yet been baptized into Christ, listen to the call of Jesus. Some of us are called to be mothers. Some of us are called to be fathers. Some of us are called to be children in this moment. But all of us are called to be disciples. Jesus would say, all power and authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Matthew 28, verse 18. He says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, into the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe whatsoever things I have commanded you. Did you hear the word? Go make disciples. Perhaps you're here and you're online today, and we're certainly glad that you're here. But I need for you to hear before you leave that you were called, are being called by God to be a disciple. You may have heard all kinds of stories. Let me say to you, if God calls you, you can obey. In Mark 16, it was 16, he would say, go preach the gospel to every creature. Listen, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. God is calling you to salvation. The Lord wants you to be saved. Be willing to obey the call of the gospel and be baptized into Christ to be a disciple, which is what he is calling you to be. Moms, if you take nothing away from what I've said, write it, please, in your hearts. Regardless to whether you receive flowers or not on earth, you are essential. We need you. You are influential. Make it count. Make it count. You are enough. And God says so. If there be a need to respond, we're living right now in perilous times. The Bible is right. We're living right now in perilous times. And mothers are needed more than ever before. Standing in the need of prayer, respond. Respond to this preached word as we pray together. Father, our Father in heaven, we can't thank you enough for your written word. What it means to us. How it orders our steps, helping us to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, living the abundant life, the life that you've called us to live. Oh, glory. Open hearts. Open hearts today, Lord, even now.
Yes.
To respond to your preached word.
Yes.
With obedience and surrender for your glory and in the precious, strong name of Jesus. This is our prayer. And we ask it in the name of Jesus, giving thanks for this lesson and all things.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, we humbly pray and amen.